Joshua chapter 24. But of course, we're going to speak about dads today. And if the Lord would help us, I would simply like to title this, A Determined Dad. A Determined Dad. It was a father of five children one time, and he won a toy at a raffle, and he called his kids together to ask which of them should have the present. And so he asked them, who is the most obedient? Who never talks back to mother? Who does everything she says? They thought for a minute, and all of a sudden, five little voices answered out in unison, okay, Dad, you get the toy. Amen. Sometimes that's how it feels. It was a comedian one time said and talked about his father. And he said, now that my father has become a grandfather, he just can't wait to give money to my kids. When I was a kid and I asked for 50 cents, he would tell me the story of his life. How he got up at 5 a.m. when he was 7 years old and walked 23 miles to milk 90 milk cows. And the farmer for which he worked for had no bucket, and so he squirted the milk in his little hand and walked 8 miles to the nearest can. All for 5 cents. And the result was, I never got my 50 cents. But now he tells my children every time he comes into the house, well, let's see how much money old granddad has for his wonderful grandkids. He said, in the minute they take it out of his hands, I call them over to me and I snatch it away from them. And I say, that's my money. I can tell with my own father, that's the gospel truth. Amen. Something about being a granddad. But today is the day we honor fathers. And in all seriousness, this morning, we honor our fathers and on this day of June that we set aside, but we're to honor our fathers not because it's a holiday, not because it is a tradition, not because there are sales going on all over the country, but we are to honor our fathers because God said so. In fact, He said so very specifically. The Bible said in Ephesians, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. That's the first commandment God gave with promise. Notice it doesn't say honor only good moms and dads. It doesn't say honor them only if you like them. It does not say honor only the right moms and dads. It says honor thy father and mother. It's fitting today that we honor all fathers. Mark Twain, the author, said, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to around 21, I was astonished at how much the old man learned in 7 years. Amen. I'm going to tell you, teenagers, Dad knows it. You just need to ask Him. Ask Him for wisdom. Ask Him for advice. He's been there. Joshua chapter 24, beginning of verse number 14. And the Bible said, now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You may be seated this morning. A determined dad. Joshua by this time was 110 years of age, and he summoned all the leaders of Israel to Shechem for a farewell address, and he charged them to obey the Lord who had fought for them, who had given them an inheritance. He warned them of the danger of apostasy, saying, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." He chose the setting, a perfect setting, because Shechem was alive with memories to the Israelites. It was there that Abraham had set up an altar. It was there that Jacob had a well. In more recent history, 25 years before, amen, a tremendous dedication had taken place there. And so he's admonishing them, choose right, choose God. As he did this, he spoke with an authority of an experience. He had walked with Moses 40 years. He had led Israel in the conquest of Canaan another 25 years. And so when he gave this admonition, he did it with the power of a good example. As I said, he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." A lot of things we could say about Joshua, but for the sake of time, I want to mention just two qualities he possessed that all of us fathers need to emulate. Number one, he was the priest of his home. You know what? Often in life, as fathers, our children will bypass us for mommy or others, especially when they get hurt. But the one example they do not try to find in anyone else is an example of how to have a right relationship with God. If both father and mother go to church, 72% of the children will also go to church when they are grown up and on their own. However, amen, if only the father goes to church and the mother does not, that drops down to 55%. Amen. But however, if the mom goes to church and the father does not, statisticians tell us that only 15% of those children will grow up to go to church when they are adults. Amen. That tells me something. Amen. Men, you are valuable. Amen. I appreciate our godly ladies. Our churches seem to be full more of them than of us male leaders. Amen. But I want you to know, men, you are valuable in spite of what the world says, in spite of how we're looked upon as bubbling idiots by TV. Amen. And they mock and they laugh at us. Amen. God has called you to be the priest. Amen. The leader, not only in the spiritual realm, but especially there, but in the direction of our, you are valuable. One man said, "A child is not likely to find a father in God unless he finds something of God in his father." Oh God, help us daddies. Amen, daddy, your relationship with God is of immense importance. The father was one day teaching his little boy what manner of man a Christian is. And when the lesson was finished, the father got the stab of his life when the boy asked, "Father, have I ever seen a Christian?" Amen. I say in our homes, God, help us men. God, stir us men. Amen. Even before they look to the Sunday school teacher and the youth leader and the pastor, as a man of God, they ought to be able to look in their own house. Amen. That house of security. And they ought to be able to look to you men and men of God and say, I have seen a Christian. I have seen a man of God. I have seen a man of faith. I have seen a man of prayer and of power, and it is my daddy. Joshua acknowledged his responsibility as the spiritual leader of his home. You know, according to the Bible, the family, the home, was designed to be the basic educational unit. It wasn't supposed to be the school. It wasn't supposed to be the government nor the village. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 9 says, And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine head, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house, and upon thy gates. Amen. Fathers, it is your duty, it is your privilege, it is your responsibility to make sure that your children know how to be saved and how to walk in the admonition and fear of the Lord. Amen. I realize Eve might have taken the first bite in the Garden of Eden, but God came looking for Adam because he was the God-designed leader of the home. Dr. Richard Haverson, one time chaplain of the United States Senate for many years, said, after 69 years of life and 42 years of marriage, he said, it is my deep settled conviction that 100% of the responsibility for the sustenance of the marriage relationship belongs to the husband. That's pretty powerful. It's not 50-50. But he said 100% of the responsibility for the sustenance of the marriage relationship belongs to the husband. Father, I want to ask you, how is your love life? I didn't ask you how the old lady was. I said, how is your love life? I didn't ask you how the old nag was. I've heard it on the job before. Amen. I asked you, sir, how is your love life? Amen. With your wife. Amen. Notice he said, but as for me, amen, here's the kind of man I'm going to be. The man at work might be like this. The man in the neighborhood might be like this. Amen. But as for me, I will serve the Lord. I'm going to love my wife like she needs to be loved. I'm going to help her like she needs to be helped. I'm going to cherish her like she needs to be cherished. Amen. I want my children to know how God loves His bride, the church, and I'm going to treat her like that, and I'm going to train up my children in the admonition and fear of the Lord. Daddy, have you made your choice this morning? Amen. What are some ways that we can become a priest? First of all, teach your children to be followers. Joshua 3:11 said, Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you into Jordan. Someone has said, A boy loves his mother, but will follow his father. Story of a pastor one time whose son, true story, became very ill. The boy had gone under an exhaustive series of tests, and the father was told the shocking news that his son had a terminal illness. But the youngster had accepted Christ as his Savior, and so he knew that when his little boy died, the angels would usher him up into heaven. But he did not know how to communicate to his little boy exactly what was about to transpire in his life. And so he found a place to pray and began to ask the Holy Spirit, amen, to show him what to do. And he arrived at the hospital with a heavy heart. Sat down by the boy's bedside, read a passage of scripture, had a time to pray with his dear child, and he gently told him that the doctor said, "Son, you only got a few more days to live." And he said, "Are you afraid to meet Jesus, my boy?" And blinking away a few tears, the little boy said bravely, "No, not if he's like you, Dad. Not if he's like you, Dad." The poem says, "His little arms crept around my neck, and then I heard him say four simple words I cannot forget, four words that made me pray. They turned a mirror on my soul, on secrets no one knew. They startled me, I hear them yet. He said, I'll be like you." Amen. We don't know what's going to happen to our children. Sometimes they pass away before mom and dad does. But I pray, amen, that they will look up to a heavenly Father and say, "I trust you, God. I love you, God. I'm looking forward to seeing you and spending eternity with you, because, amen, of my earthly father that you have blessed me with, I know that you can only be a greater father." Amen, Dad. Your children need to know that in the hard and stony places of life, there is someone they can turn to. Amen. Old Daddy, this morning, is that where you turn to in trials and hardships? Or do you turn away from God? Do you turn to God in, amen, in prayer and in, amen, and turn to the Word of God? Or do you turn away from that when you are upset? Do you take your troubles to God or out at God? Teach your children to know Jesus Christ and follow Him explicitly and completely. Teach them to be followers. Teach your children to be faithful. Joshua's faith, what he was saying was basically, "My family's going to follow me." His family was saying, "Whatever you say, Dad, we will agree." It was not like one father I heard about. The young boy said to his mother, "When I grow up, I'm going to be a Christian just like Dad." Nobody knows whether he's a Christian or not. There is no secret service Christians. Amen. If we are not faithful to God, our children will not know that our God is tried and true this morning. The poem goes, "Daddy had a little boy. His soul was white as snow. He never went to Sunday school because Daddy wouldn't go. He never read the Word of God that thrills the childish mind. While other children went to class, this child was left behind. As he grew from babe to youth, Dad saw to his dismay, a soul that once was snowy white became a dingy gray. Realizing that his son was lost, amen, Dad tried to win him back. But now the soul that once was white had turned an ugly black. Dad even started back to church and Bible study too. He begged the preacher, 'Isn't there, amen, a thing you can do?' The preacher tried and failed and said, 'We're just too far behind. I tried to tell you years ago, but you would pay me no mind.' So another soul was lost that once was white as snow. Amen, Sunday school would have helped, but Daddy wouldn't go." Followers, faithful, quickly teach your children to have fellowship with God. Charles M. Sheldon, who wrote the book In His Steps, said, "In a log house on the prairie, my father taught me to love the Bible. After breakfast every morning, the family would have a devotional time in the parlor. Each of us had a Bible of his own. Father would read two verses out loud from the chapter of the day. Then mother would read two verses, and each of us read two. And before 5 years were over, we read the whole Bible through five times. He said, I think I'm the only man alive who has heard the Bible read through five times. We never skip, not even those long list of worthies. Was done with Revelation, we went right back. And then he said, when I finally left home to go down east to college, I'd often be tempted to do what some of the college boys did, swear, gamble, go to the bars. But just as I was about ready to give way to my desires, I would hear my father's morning prayer in the log house. It was enough to keep me from falling away from God. Amen. Teach him to be faithful. Not only a priest, but quickly this morning, you must have a plan for your family. Amen. He said, we will serve the Lord. We must strive for family unity. Amen. Unity. There was togetherness in his house. And the problem with a lot of families today in the world we live in is they don't do anything together anymore. Dad comes home from work, does his things. Mom does his things. And the kids do their things. Amen. But I want to ask you, does your family have a purpose? Does your family have a vision for God? Does your family have a vision for this church? Even the reason why so many children leave the house of God when they become 18 years of age is because they have no vision for God or the house of God. Amen. I hope I've instilled in my children, here's what we do. We go to church, we worship God, and we try to reach as many people as we can for God. Amen. You must have a plan for your family. Can we stand this morning? Patrick Henry is a name every school child known. Best known for Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. Top rate orator. Helped form the government of the United States. Put in some provisions in the Constitution. But however, he lacked business ability in the sense of building up a personal fortune. And so that at his death in 1799, his family was not surprised when they opened up his will. And his will read, this is all the inheritance I can give to my dear family. The religion of Christ will give one which will make them rich indeed. That's one of our leaders. I know as dads, we want to give our children the best. Best clothes, best toys, best education. But when they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and it's heaven or hell for eternity, not for the 3 years they're going to ride that little bicycle and then outgrow it. Eternity. It don't matter, Dad, if they have Nikes, Under Armour. I had Kmart tennis shoes growing up. But I'm here today because of the faith of my family. And Dad, if you cannot provide every financial need, you're not a failure as long as you have given them Christ. I come to admonish you, Dads. It don't matter if you can't send them to an Ivy League school. What matters is you send them to a place where streets of gold. walls of jasper and gates of pearl. Can we bow our heads this morning? Heavenly Father, I pray for every father, every man of God. Lord, if there is a father here who is not saved, would you show them your love? Would you show them they're redeemable? That you can turn things around. And that the blood of Jesus Christ can save them and wash their sins away. Amen. Heavenly Father, there's a father here who's discouraged. They're growing cold. Would you pull them back in this morning? Let them know they are valuable. Oh, even sometimes when our kids sort of treat us like what Mark Twain said, old man don't know much. You're valuable. I pray, God, you'd rekindle the soul. Heavenly Father, I pray this morning for those who are living right, that God, that you would keep them. Guard them from the attack of the enemy who would love nothing more, amen, than destroy homes and confuse families. Send revival first of all in our homes and then in our churches. Give us determined dads today, I pray. And God, let us never forget to honor our dads more than just one day a week. And I thank you that no matter what kind of dad we had, you are a wonderful Heavenly Father who will hold us, counsel us, cherish, love, and guide us all the way to heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Carter. Let's come. Why don't you just find a place to pray? If your family's here, I welcome you to come as a family. This is a family day. I know you may have things planned with your family here after a while. Would you just take a moment and just get in the presence of the Lord? I feel His presence here. He spoke to us. He's encouraged us. He's challenged us. Come right ahead. Come right ahead. God bless you. God bless you. They're coming.
And I'll not be ashamed with the world behind me and the cross before. By the grace of God, I will serve.
Make
the
it
Lord.
Your prayer. That's it. Make it your prayer, Dad.
I have
Make
made
it your prayer, families.
My decision.
That's right, families.
I have staked my claim.
Nothing is more important on this earth.
Sand,
my relationship
and
with God
I'll
and my family.
Ashamed,
with God and my family. That's right. That's right.
Behind
that's right.
Me,
God, touch our families all across this sanctuary
before,
today.
By
touch
the
dads.
Grace of God,
oh God,
I will
this
serve.
Touch our men.
The
Lord. Oh God, they're here with no doubt many concerns.
Decision.
Their hearts may
I
be
have
heavy.
My
They've got needs, Lord, that
I
they're trusting you to meet. There may
the
be.
Sand.
Fathers
and
here
I'll
that are
not
unemployed.
Be
God, would you provide employment? Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I'm trusting you, Jesus.
Before,
yes, Lord.
The grace
yes, Lord.
Of God,
yes, Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.